FERC approves SPP's funding plans for Markets Plus, written by Henrik Nielsen and Robert Mullen, and read by an automated voice. Denver, FERC, in two separate orders, approved SPP's $150 million funding agreement for Markets Plus and the funding mechanisms under which the RTO will finance the implementation phase of the market's development. News of the decision met with an enthusiastic response at a meeting of the Markets Plus Participants Executive Committee, or MPEC, in Denver. I have some lovely breaking news. FERC has approved the funding agreement, the funding mechanism, today. Carrie Simpson, SPP Vice President of Markets, said at the meeting, prompting applause among committee members. These achievements represent meaningful steps in the progress towards launching Markets Plus and bringing the West closer to realizing the substantial value of a robust regional market, SPP COO Antoine Lucas said in an April 22 press release. SPP is proud to see the hard work of the Markets Plus stakeholders pay off in this series of approvals that clear the path toward market launch in 2027. Specifically, FERC approved the SPP Phase 2 funding agreement, which lays out how SPP will finance Markets Plus OSE's $150 million in implementation cost. 8 Western entities have signed the agreement as of April 16: Arizona Public Service, Bonneville Power Administration, Chelan County Public Utility District, or PUD, City of Tacoma, Grant County PUD, PowerX, Salt River Project, and Tucson Electric Power. The agreement requires the entities to provide collateral to SPP's lender to support the financing the RTO will use to develop Markets Plus during the implementation phase. The collateral is equal to the amount of the entity's Phase 2 obligations. The recovery of the costs to repay the implementation financing will be incorporated into the rates charged in the Markets Plus, according to a Frequently Asked Questions document posted on SPP's website. This eliminates the need for the funding participants that participate in Markets Plus to provide lump sums of money to directly fund Phase 2 outside of the specific circumstances outlined in the funding agreement, according to the FAQ. A significant detail in the funding agreement order, FERC's rejection of concerns raised by a group of public interest organizations around the Bonneville Power Administration's connection to the agreement. The PIOs protested that the agreement would effectively obligate BPA to participating in Markets Plus even ahead of issuing its formal Record of Decision, or ROD, on its day-ahead market participation, because the agency would be on the hook for providing up to $40 million in implementation costs to SPP even before releasing the ROD. They contended that either SPP's filing had mischaracterized BPA's commitment to Markets Plus, or that the agency had been engaging in a sham process regarding its day-ahead market decision. We disagree with PIOs that the funding agreement requires Bonneville to participate in Markets Plus, FERC wrote. As PIOs acknowledge, the funding agreement requires a funding participant to pay its Phase 2 obligations in the event it decides to withdraw from the funding agreement. However, the funding agreement does not obligate any funding participant to proceed with Markets Plus participation. The Commission also dismissed the PIO's concerns around how a funding participant, such as BPA, would cover its costs if it decided to withdraw from the market, saying the issue was out of scope for the order. In addition, because the funding agreement does not govern whether or how a withdrawing funding participant will recover its Phase 2 obligations after a withdrawal, we find PIO's arguments about Bonneville's plan to recover such potential costs are outside the scope of this filing. We also find that PIO's arguments concerning Bonneville's decision-making process related to Markets Plus participation, including any associated communications with stakeholders, are outside the scope of the filing, the Commission wrote. Funding mechanism. The second order concerned SPP's funding mechanism, which details how the RTO will finance the implementation phase of the market's development, according to SPP's news release. The mechanism will entail SPP taking out a $150 million loan, collateralized by the full funding obligation of each Markets Plus participant, except BPA. The Commission approved the mechanism despite its failure to meet FERC's interest ratio coverage screen, a measure of how readily an entity can cover its debt. SPP has cited other factors that provide the Commission with a sufficient alternative basis upon which to conclude that SPP has reasonable prospects for being able to service the proposed new debt securities for which authorization is sought in the application, and to continue to be able to provide service as a public utility, the Commission wrote. Tom Kleckner contributed to this article.